Welcome to The Blank Canvas, a show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can always download the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store and listen to us all day as you go about your business. But we're always especially pleased when you join us on Wednesday evenings to hear about your creative community. So tonight, I have two wonderful guests on the show. We are here to continue our conversation about the exhibition Floating Rib, which opened just 10 days ago at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. It's curated by our associate curator, Natalie Willis, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago. And it features nine Black artists, women of the Bahamas. And I say that very intentionally, say women of the Bahamas. The curator specifically wanted that language because a lot of the show has to do with identity and Bahamianness and who decides what that means and how do we claim our Bahamianness as people who feel very invested in the country, but maybe for one reason or the other don't have the specific nationality accorded to us. So the two artists tonight are Nina Major. So welcome, Nina.
Hi.
And Tamika Galenis. Hi. Hi, ladies. So I think the first question really for both of you is just how does it feel to be in this kind of groundbreaking show for the NAGB? It seems shocking, but it is the show. It's the first show to focus only on Black women artists. So when you got that call, how does that feel? Or do you feel that as a monumental moment for both of you in your practice or with the institution?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, like I think, weirdly enough, I was, you know, just like you said, it seems strange that this hasn't happened already. But when I did get the call, I was like so excited and elated. Like I was like really, really excited, I think. And then the pressure of what that meant kind of sank in. And then I just was just, again, elated. I just kept going back and forth between like, oh, the pressure. And then just excited because, I don't know, I instantly thought of myself and like a younger me artist walking through that space. Like that's immediately where I went. And yeah, that was really validating of all the hard work I have been doing and continue to do, and also very like hopeful feeling for the future. So I think those are the emotions that I felt and still feel around the show.
And what about you, Tamika?
I was really stoked to be asked to be in the show. When I think about all the women I'm surrounded by, I think one of the things that really, really hit home for me is how definitively grounded these, especially the young women, are in their practice. Mm-hmm. I was definitely not there at their age for the younger participants, but also like the maturity of the work. Everybody is absolutely grounded in the message that they want to convey. And it really is an honor to be surrounded by this group of women in a place that historically celebrates, you know, and lifts up the work of masters who are all namely men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you feel that, I think that's kind of interesting, that idea in a way, not of a burden, but of like, you know, that like you're sort of setting an example. And I remember it was so sorry you weren't able to be here when it opened, and, you know, we had a little, it was just a very informal gathering of all the artists that were here, and we were talking about it. And, you know, Kendra Frorup is sort of on the, you know, she's in my age. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a whole different generation, because I don't feel like generationally separated from Tamika, but there's a certain distance there. So there, you know, Kendra and I are sort of that level. I guess Kendra's really sort of the grand dame of the show. But then you guys are sort of at the next. There's almost like three generations in a way. I mean, again, I hesitate to call it a whole generation, because it's not that you're necessarily old enough to be the younger artist's mother. But how do you feel about that position? You know, you've seen a lot of these younger artists come up. You're working with them. You're also kind of continuing a line. And there is something in the show about matriarchy and about how women care for each other and bring each other up. How are you how are you claiming that position? Or is it a position that makes you still uncomfortable? Because I think as women, we're very often taught to kind of just get on with it and not really think about whether we're a leader or not a leader.
Tamika, you want to take that first, or you want to? I'll take it. It's not a big. Do you want to do that first, or?
Oh my god!
I think for me personally, because I've always kind of known that I was an artist, even though I might have not quote unquote been practicing in some way. I think for me, you know, there are a couple of things, like Kendra being in the show, even Margot, are just like, you know, they set the groundwork for like the foundation for kind of when I think about myself as a Bahamian female Black artist, I think they have really set the groundwork for me to kind of envision myself within an environment like this show, right? So when I first learned of them, it just kind of made sense. Things started to click. And I was able kind of to grow into that and continue to grow into that. I wish I had known about them sooner. Like, that's kind of my sense. But so when I think about this show and I think about the younger individuals in the show, like Avery or Jody, for me, that kind of is like, I'm so glad that they're able to get this now, you know, like just to see us in a space existing, work speaking to each other, or even just to even be in contact. I just like, it's unheard of. I mean, I just kind of established, I don't even really have a rapport with Margot, but like with Kendra, I mean, we just kind of met in the last year or two, even though I'd known about their work. So I think it's a blessing in so many ways. And I don't really think about my role too much in it. I just know that I'm supported on both ends. Like, I have this younger group that kind of sees me. You know what I mean? And then I have this older group that's been more experienced. I don't want to say older, younger, but more experienced, whatever, you know. I have this more experienced support system that I also can go to. So at this point, I really feel blessed to be in this kind of conversation and this discourse. Like, I couldn't have asked for anything more, considering that for so long, I just felt like I was out there by myself in respects to this.
Yeah. I'd have to kind of piggyback on that. First of all, I'd like to say that I am their biggest cheerleader, because like Alina said, if they are getting it now, they're having critical conversations now at that age. I'm happy to be surrounded by and in the group. My work is a little bit different, where because it's documentary, and in this case, this particular project is speculative documentary, sometimes I don't always know where I fit in, but thank you to Natalie for seeing this project and realizing that it was a fit for the show. But can we back up a little bit and talk about Natalie's curating this show?
Absolutely. I mean, we had her on the show 2 weeks ago to talk about it. But I think it's interesting you say that, Tamika, because I think when I just gave a tour of the show recently, and everything fit together so seamlessly. And, you know, it was really amazing how different, it's everyone's looking critically at a similar group of issues. They're coming at them from different angles. You know, definitely. And the work doesn't all look the same or feel the same, but she saw that thread in a way. And so actually the show hangs together like very seamlessly. And in fact, your two works are placed together. And even though, as you said, they are very different, and we're going to talk about specifically about the works, like, you know, in the next couple of segments. I just wanted to have a kind of global conversation first. You know, it's interesting how much the environment comes in too, and how women have been so connected to the land and the environment historically. And that comes through in both of your pieces really, really nicely. And actually, Tamika, your piece is there, you know, and there, we'll talk again. I'll give you a chance to speak to it shortly. But, you know, it's an image of a woman in the landscape. And then Anina's piece is across the hall. And even though it's a very different piece, it's a neon piece. She specifically said she wanted it to be mounted on a wall covered in silver thatch, the palm. So, I'm not getting the name right. Silver top palm. And they just kind of speak to each other, even though they're completely different works. They immediately, one literally shows you a woman like rooted in the landscape, but another one speaks in a more, you know, metaphorical way about women in the landscape. And then when you come around the corner, you're back at the beginning of the show, and it's which starts with Avery Wright's piece, where she's doing a performance where she's actually walking through Bainetown and downtown Nassau in an armor made out of straw, which comes from the silver thatch, silver palm. So it completely ties together in a really extraordinary way. And I think, again, that was Natalie's vision. And I think that's often sort of what happens with a great show, is that a good curator is observing what's happening around and seeing, you know, seeing not forcing things to come together, but actually seeing the organic organic landscape, pun not intended, connections between artists. And, you know, even when the artists, again, make very, like, when you look at the different artists' practice, they look very different visually. Like, one artist is working with tapestry, someone else is working with neon, someone else is working with ceramics, but there's this conceptual underpinning, and I think that's what Natalie really brought together, like, very, very beautifully.
I think what you're talking about, like, when I think about, like, just listening to what you said, I haven't been able to kind of experience the show yet, but I just think about how it just becomes like such a no-brainer, right? Like, of course we're all parsing through these kind of themes in many ways, because we are from this, or we're related to this land or this place, and because we're related, like, it's inevitable that seeps into work if we're being genuine to who we are, and our experiences. So when you see all the work together and just like listening to you describe it, it seems like, oh yeah, that's obvious, like, why didn't we think of that before?
I know, right? And even when you say, like, to because obviously, you know, I remember we've done shows when John Cox was here. We specifically did a show called Single Sex, which was only women artists, but it wasn't specifically only Black women artists of the Bahamas. And there's been, you know, definitely a concerted effort to ensure we're, you know, equally representing. But it was kind of mind-blowing, even when Natalie made that presentation. She was like, this will be the first show of only Black women artists of the Bahamas. And I was like, how did that happen? Exactly. We know how it happened, but at the same time, still like, wow, how did it happen? You know? So we're going to go to a quick break, come back, speak specifically to your works in the show. And again, some of those topics you brought up about being sort of being of the Bahamas and all of our complicated relationships and what that means. I'm speaking tonight for our audience with two artists in the current show, Floating Rib, which just opened at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. It will be up through August. I really encourage you to come see it. It's a beautiful show, outstanding show. And we're speaking with two of the featured artists, Anina Major and Tamika Galanis. There are, in fact, 9 artists in that show. And over the coming weeks, we will be meeting all of the artists. So do stay tuned. Stay tuned for the next segment. We're going to a quick break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.